tiger attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Good morning. It's Izzy Lyman. We're beginning the second half, or not the second half, the second hour, actually, and we have a fabulous guest, but let me give you the text line. It's 231-758-7707, and on the show, we have Representative Josh Shriver. Good morning, Rep.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm blessed and highly favored. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Now, am I right in assuming today is your birthday?
That's correct, yeah.
Well, happy birthday. What a great way to celebrate, to come on the show.
Thank you.
I appreciate it, by the way. So you represent the 66th District, and you're Republican. And again, I just have to get this out of the way really quickly, because I do want to talk about all you've been doing. Is you got a ton of publicity about the whole Great Replacement tweet. I think the listeners to the show know all about that. But how are you doing post that?
You know, I'm still blessed and highly favored. My disposition is truly rooted in Christ alone, and that's been the rock on which I've been standing. It hasn't been an easy month, just because a lot of these attacks impacted my family. My wife got roped into it because of the fan base. She's a professional soccer player, so her fan base is a very liberal activist group, and so the team has been great. But the activist group has been pretty challenging and mean to her. And so it's been challenging, but like I said, that's just wind and waves, and I'm standing on the rock of Christ. So I'm good.
Amen. And that's exactly what we need to hear, that you can go through a fiery trial like that. And fiery it certainly was and is, I believe, but there you are, you're going forward, and I think there's millions of us, by the way, who absolutely appreciate what you're standing for, absolutely, and we thank you.
Well, I appreciate it. I've been fortunate enough to learn a lot about, just the book of Daniel and how Daniel went into the lion's den, and the lions didn't harm them. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown into the fire, and there was another in the fire with them. And they came out of that fire, and they didn't even smell like smoke. And so our God is a God of miracles. There's nothing new under the sun, and I'm just thankful to be His more than anything.
Mm. And I have a text from Mike Farage, who is just a guest right before you, and he says, "Happy birthday to Mr. Awesome. We are proud of you. We stand with you."
Mr. Awesome. That's funny. Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. So I have a long list of agenda items, but we'll get through them. First of all, I'd like to talk to you about the legislation, some of the legislation and the homeschool registry and some of this Oakland hotel immigration business, if you don't mind. But let's start with your bill, HB 5548, where you're looking to hold public school employees accountable. It's a school safety issue.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, that's a bill that I've been working on for over a year now, and I'm so thankful that I've gotten it to the point where it's ready to be introduced, and I just introduced it. This bill is essentially to create a contingency of accountability for public school employees. We can have the greatest school safety standards known to man in place, but if there's no accountability or consequence for not following these standards, as occurred in my hometown here, Oxford,
there's
really no incentive. I mean, obviously there's an unspoken incentive because genuinely, you know, you believe people want to do what's best, and you know, you don't wish anyone to be put into that type of situation. But at the end of the day, you have a important...
Representative, hold your thought. I apologize. We're going to break, but we're going to give you the rest of the show to talk. I'm Izzy Lyman. Please.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Hey Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife Jamie in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS free, mineral rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH and veteran owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Good morning. We're speaking with Representative Josh Shriver, and I apologize that I interrupted you. We had to get to the break here, but please continue your conversation with HB 5548.
Yeah, the bill is essentially to create an exception for governmental immunity. so that if school employees are found or proven to be responsible for the harm or death of a student, as occurred in Oxford, where I represent, they would be able to be held accountable through the law. And so that's essentially what it does. We have great school safety standards here in Oxford. I think Oxford, especially now, is the gold standard in many cases for school safety in, as far as public schools in the state of Michigan. And it seems like there's a push to create the same standard of school safety throughout all schools across Michigan. But at the end of the day, you can have the greatest school safety standards, but if there's no contingencies of accountability for these people to follow through with them, and if they're found responsible by not following these school safety standards, then we need to be able to have we need to be able to hold them to account.
Is the bill in committee right now?
Yeah. Yep. Bill's in committee Committee on Government Relations, which is interesting that it's in that committee of all committees. It seems like all my bills are going to the Committee on Government Relations. And from what I'm gathering, it's kind of like a committee where bills go to go nowhere, which is kind of bizarre. Mm. But nonetheless, I'm already spinning up Oxford parents, parents of children who have passed away, who are reaching out to this committee to pressure them to get a public hearing, because this is huge for us here and huge for children all across the state of Michigan.
Mm. Oh, I'm glad to hear that they're involved. So your bill gets the attention it certainly deserves. Thank you for doing that. So let me talk to you, too, while we're on the subject of education, on this business of the homeschool registry. Mm-hmm. Tell us where that's at and where you stand on that.
So from what I'm gathering, the author of the bill has been leaked out.
Yes.
No progress in terms of committee, but the notion of infringing on the rights of homeschool families and children is it's very, very concerning to me. And it's something that I'm very outspokenly against, and I'm actively working with colleagues to ensure that we have a majority that would stand against this.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that it's creating so much controversy right now is good. And we just need to kind of keep that pressure up to ensure something like this never passes.
What do you think is the motivation to go after homeschoolers? Is this just like the beginning?
Well, really, it would give license as if they need more license. It would give license for law enforcement just to, you know, break in and kind of search and engage in your private home life. So really, it's par for the course from what we've seen for a while. This is just kind of the next iteration.
Mm, absolutely. I don't disagree with that, but we have to be very vigilant on this one, I think. And I'm glad that there are so many people that are engaged in it, including yourself. So I was looking at your Twitter page, and this business of Oakland County housing illegals in hotels. Please tell us about that.
Yeah. There's a rumor that was floating around that illegal immigrants were being housed at our Oakland County parks on the campgrounds and our like lodges on the campgrounds. And Oakland County and the Oakland County Sheriff's Department said that those rumors were false, which is good. We are looking into these hotels because through that we found out that there are hotels in Oakland County that have illegal immigrants. We don't know which hotels, and these hotels are essentially not the hotels themselves, but the illegal immigrants within these hotels. Their stay there is being funded by different charities. We're trying to find out which charities these are. When it comes to all of this kind of stuff, whether it's a campground or a hotel or a bus, they're rumors, but we have to take them seriously, especially when we have a governor who is actively pushing for residents to, voluntarily take in migrants. Mm-hmm. You have incentives to give illegal immigrants driver's licenses. They're turning Michigan into a destination state for mm-hmm. illegal immigrants. You
yes.
know, you kind of you turning it kind of into a reverse underground railroad. where you have illegal immigrants pouring over the border. And if you can make it to Michigan, you can get an illegal, you can get a legal driver's license, and then you're kind of set. And that's just all kinds of dangerous for obvious reasons.
So it's basically a version of the Midwest replacement, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. You're definitely replacing the weight of existing Michigan residents with foreigners who are being encouraged to come here illegally.
Right. And I would add Democratic leaning foreigners.
Well, at the end of the day, demographics play a huge role in elections. Look no further than Joe Biden in 2020 saying, if you don't vote for me, then you ain't black. And, you know, that obviously is not a presidential way of communicating at all, but it showed that the Democrats are keenly aware of the fact that certain demographics tend to vote certain ways. It doesn't mean it has to be that way. Joe Biden is losing actually a lot of support amongst black voters and Hispanic voters, and that's showing in the polls. But
we have to
take that into account.
Yeah, and in no small part due to this immigration invasion, folks are speaking out all across the United States, and it's a wonderful sight to behold.
Well, it's wonderful in one sense, but it's terrifying in another sense, because we've got tens of millions of illegal immigrants across the United States here. We've got over 100,000 just here in Michigan, and that's enough to cause some problems. And so it's very concerning, but the polls are a wonderful sight.
Yes, and one of my sons is the editor-in-chief of BorderHawk.news. You might want to put that on your radar. And my other son helps him out freelancing and is a Moonlight reporter. And they both traveled to Mexico with the team this weekend, and they got inside one of the Mexican NGOs that's part of that pipeline, that migrant shelter that eventually gets them all into the United States and into places like Oakland County et al. So this issue that you brought up earlier of the NGOs definitely needs a congressional hearing.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, the funding, The funding.
I couldn't agree more. Absolutely.
So, Josh, you have a primary opponent this year or not?
No, I don't at this point. And I'm working really hard to ensure that my residents know that I'm representing them. They're under attack right now, just as much as I'm under attack. Our entire district has been disenfranchised by Speaker Tate, and when we lose resources as an office, my whole district loses. Democrats, Republicans, voters, non-voters, 90,000 residents here in my district are being disenfranchised, and so I'm doing my best to fight for them, and I'm looking forward to continuing to do that next cycle.
And it's a solidly red district, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I mean, will you have a Democrat just, get to get out there and make noise, do you think?
We'll see. I don't have anything on my radar right now. And I think it's just a testament to how hard I've worked and how hard I've fought. People know that I'm a proven fighter. I'm the most conservative House representative in Michigan. And I'm willing to do this regardless of personal expense. And that was the truth beforehand, but it's definitely proven now.
But we can still donate to your campaign, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I would certainly appreciate support. I will be able to use these funds to assist like-minded candidates in 50-50 districts where there's Democrats that are going to be able to be picked off, and we can get the majority back and really make some noise. I guess I shouldn't say make noise, because noise doesn't really have any harmony, but I was to say sing a new song.
Well, that's awesome. And that, I believe, that really speaks to the Lord's power protection over your life. You're in a great place to run for a re-election. So praise the Lord.
Yes.
So today the theme of the show is, I'm calling it Local Wednesday. I want to encourage folks to act locally, and hearing from seasoned veterans who've done that. What are ways that you would suggest that we can encourage folks to act locally to, as they say, make the world a better place? But you know what I'm trying to say here.
Yeah, I'd say running for a position is an excellent way if you're called to do that. Certainly pray before anything, because you can say we should do this or that, but Scripture says if the Lord wills us, we should do this or that. So for you in your life, if you sense a call to get engaged, the options are all there. I would pray about it, seek wise counsel, and then just go for it. The Lord honors stepping out in faith. And so, you know, whether that's running for library board, school board, township board, volunteering on a local campaign, there's tons of ways to get involved. And I would just encourage you to be led by the Lord, because at the end of the day, we don't want to be building a Tower of Babel or any human-made, human-centric, humanist approach. We need God to be at the center of this, and we'll be blessed for that.
Amen. And there's small ways. We don't always necessarily have to run for public office. And I don't mean to say small ways, but because all ways are important. You know, we can make the phone calls. We can knock on doors. We can support a candidate like yourself. And that's, you know, that's still a great option.
Oh, yeah. And I mentioned that earlier as far as volunteering for a local campaign or, you know, contributing or volunteering for my campaign. Sure. If you're in the Oakland County or Macomb County area or nearby and you'd like to help out, we're going to be active, and regardless of whether or not we have an opponent, we're going to be out as if we did. And so it doesn't change the tune of our song, and we're marching to the beat of a drum that's rooted in Christ.
Do you believe that we have a chance to return the House back to the GOP? A strong chance?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, plain and simple, yes.
Good, because we really need to do something to sort of stop this onslaught on our freedoms.
Yeah, my biggest concern right now is, you know, handling what's in front of me. You know, tomorrow has worries of its own. And, you know, we have a special election in April where we'll either have a continued split House. We might have the Republican majority if there's an upset. We will likely, based on the polls, have a situation where we're back in the minority. And if that's the case, then in May and June, they're going to try and fit and slam 6 months' worth of bills into 2 months. And so we really need to remain diligent and speak up, speak out. And that's really what it comes down to for me. And so I'm just focused on doing the next right thing.
So is it a waste of our time, we conservatives, we Christians, we independent-minded people, we libertarians, we freedom people, to contact any Democrats?
I would say the best way for anyone in a Republican district to impact the situation in the Democrat district would be to call someone that you know in the district or an organization that you know in the district, a church, a business, etc., in that district that belongs to that Democrat, and say you need to contact your local representative, because they vet all that based on zip code. So you could have a bunch of people calling from throughout the state, and that's one thing. But if you can somehow activate a bunch of people within one Democrat district and they get flooded with calls from within that district, emails and meetings from within that district, that's a game changer. And on top of that, it creates a nucleus for opposition to that Democrat representative that's active and that's aware of how the process goes, and they're engaged on the bills. And that's a very, very powerful thing in terms of flipping those seats. So for me, I'm looking at this didn't happen overnight. This has been decades and decades and decades. And so if we're going to get out from underneath this, it's going to take decades and decades and decades. I turned 32 today. And so, you know, by the time I'm 60, you know, I'm looking, all right, how can we create a supermajority by the time I'm 60? It's not going to happen overnight. But if we create these nucleuses in these pockets of people that are active in these Democrat districts, we can do that.
Representative, thank you so much, and a very happy birthday. We're delighted you joined us today. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you.
You too.